This is your second summer on the iClub circuit. Does it get any easier or more fun or more entertaining?
Well, I think it's good because I know more people now and I'm seeing more familiar faces. The first time through, I had an idea, but now I have a much better feeling of what to expect. I really enjoy the iClub circuit.
How's recruiting going this time of year? I know that's probably the big question.
I think it's going well. You know, we're involved with some good players, and we're going to get one, two, maybe three of them. So we'll see.
Do you think you're going to sign three? Is that your plan?
Honestly, probably not three. And that would be probably more a function of I don't know that we need three. But again, if the right three presented themselves, we would.
Do you see yourself signing a front guard, or is that a must?
Not a must. Not a must. It's a possibility, but not a must.
A ball handler, whether it could be a wing or something.
Good players. That's what we're looking for, regardless of position. And that's kind of how I do it generally. At some point, you need a point guard. We all know that. But generally, I'm looking for good players that can do multiple things on the floor, play the kind of way that we want to play, which is, you know, with versatility and faster, with more pressure. I'd like to play next year even much faster than we play this year, if I could.
How have you been received across the country with coaches and players you've been recruiting?
Very positively. You know, it's always a function of how good is the guy we're talking to and how many people are involved. And but I think people know and respect the Big Ten. They know and respect Iowa. A lot of people that I'm talking to know and respect me. So I have a great staff. They do a terrific job. And we're involved with some really good players, both in this class and the next one.
You see this dragging into May? Could it possibly?
Could, yeah. You know, I've signed some really good players in May and June in my career, so I don't panic and hurry up to get done. I want to get the right people.
Is it tough not to panic?
Pardon me?
Is it tough not to panic?
I don't panic. Yeah, just don't panic. You know, I like what we have. I feel much better this year than I did last year at this time because I had no idea what we had, who was coming. We didn't know what we had in Bryce Cartwright. There's a lot of question marks. But this year, I think we've solidified some areas. We've got some really good players coming in. We only lose one good player, so we've got 88% of our offense back. And we've got two guys that can really score. So we'll be much better positioned to score next year. We've got more shooting. And I think we've got more length and athleticism. And like I said, we're not done yet.
A lot of people think you're going to pull another Bryce Cartwright out of your hat. Can you do that 2 years in a row?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we've got, you know, I feel good about it. I really do.
Did Coley's decision take you off guard, or did you kind of expect it as the season?
No, it was expected.
Is it middle of the season then on, or just you guys have conversations like that?
No, we didn't have a ton of conversation about it, but I mean, I think when it was all said and done, it wasn't a surprise.
What do you take away from just kind of observing the NCAA tournament from afar?
We're real close. That's what I took away from the NCAA tournament. I looked at a lot of teams and said, you know, why not us? You know, it's sometimes easier said than done, but it wasn't like I looked at all those teams and said, wow, we have a long way to go. Now, some of them have some elite players. You know, we all could use a Kemba Walker at some point, but he was one of the best he and Kobe Bryant might have been the two best high school players I ever saw. So that's a whole different animal right there, getting that type of player to come to your program. But you know, you look at the talent level on Butler and BCU and a number of teams that advanced, you know, I didn't feel like we were that far.
Do you get the sense that you could get that elite type of talent player then to come here?
I do. You know, that's harder, but we can, you know, and it will happen. But there's, number one, there's just not very many of them. When you're talking about somebody of that caliber, who can just basically, what do they go, 11 in a row, win the Big East tournament and the national championship? I mean, that's almost unheard of. And the rest of that team is fairly ordinary. So we all could use one like that and one that stays for three. A lot of times you get one like that and leave after one, and by the time you really get the benefit, they're gone. So hopefully we'll get one like that. I'd soon have, if I had them for one, that'd be fine with me.
Is everybody else going to stay, you think?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing in the out of season? What can you guys do? What is
a lot of skill development work. You know, we've had them all together at times, and then a lot of skill development, and then a lot of strength and conditioning. Nothing different than most teams are doing, but we're pretty serious about it. And in terms of exactly what each guy needs to get better doing and where they need to get their body fat, we've got a couple of guys that need to get their body fat down and their strength up, but for the most part we're in pretty good condition.
Any good news in the next week or so with recruiting?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. Yeah.
Is there a particular position or something you want more than anything that you think this team needs, or a type of player or type of school?
No position. Just quality. You know, it doesn't do us any good. Right now, we have 10 guys on scholarship, and we've got some walk-ons that have talent. So if we're going to add to that, then they better be good. And they better have some measure of flexibility within their game. Otherwise, you know, I don't know how much sense it makes unless they're a specialist. Sometimes you need that too. A sniper, a shot blocker, you know, a lockdown guy. I mean, something like that. You could always utilize that person in some way to help our team. So that's kind of how I look at it.
Did Washington's decision change at all what you have to do?
No, not at all.
Do you get the sense any of these guys you're targeting right now, if you're able to get them in, maybe could become a guy that could start for you right away next season?
You know, I think anybody that I sign, I feel like they have the potential to start. But in no way, shape, or form would I promise anybody that they would start, and nor should I. You gotta go?